Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, today is the 14th Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year C. First reading will be taken from the prophet Isaiah chapter 66, verses 10 to 14. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 66. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's letter to the Galatians chapter 6, verses 14 to 18. Gospel reading will be taken from Luke's Gospel, chapter 10, verses 1 to 12, 17 to 20. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is Proclaim True Happiness in the Knowledge of God. Man and woman were not so completely corrupted by sin, because we have in us a certain longing for God's peace and impulses that crave for enjoyment of worldly goods and physical pleasures. However, based on the belief that having unlimited resources would engender unlimited happiness, we often tend to seek enjoyment and pleasures of worldly goods and life to the detriment of our longing for true peace and happiness. Having possessed and tasted those worldly goods, delicious food, cars, money, houses, friends, vacation, family, some are unhappy still. Many crave for something greater than mere enjoyment, and those who have not found and do not know how to find true peace and happiness are often unhappy and sad. Thus, if true happiness is that perfect good that satisfies our desires, then no created good can make up our happiness. For God alone satisfies the hungry heart. You satisfy the hungry heart with gifts of finest sweet. Yes, God alone satisfies the hungry heart. Hence, true happiness is found only in the knowledge of God. And that quest to know the Lord requires self-purification, which paves the way for contemplation of the truth found in the knowledge of God. Yes, we must renew our relationship with the Lord. We must purify once again our relationship with the Lord and ask Him, our Lord, to lead us to the complete truth, to lead us to the point of happiness. Thus, my brother, my sister, it is not enough to be called a Christian, for having truly accepted the gospel of Christ and become a new creature, our task is to preserve and nourish the faith received and to continue and grow in this lived experience. In other words, having been evangelized and sacramentalized, we must constantly strive to develop our knowledge and love of God. However, the psalmist adds, Come and see the works of God. Come and hear, all who fear God. I will tell what He did for my soul. In other words, my brother, my sister, while enjoying the presence of God, the friendship of Jesus, our Lord, and the spiritual gifts of the Holy Spirit, we must join the church to bring about a proclamation and transmission of the gospel, which is the power of God for salvation to everyone who has faith. Yes, like prophet Isaiah and the 72 disciples in today's gospel reading, we were called to bring hope to the hopeless, to comfort the broken-hearted, to illuminate the lives of the oppressed, and to speak to and for those overwhelmed by fear. Thus, my brother, my sister, our mission is to proclaim the good news which transforms the human individual, his world, and his personal story. Hence, he is enabled to know the Lord and to seek happiness in Him and Him alone. May the Lord in His infinite mercy grant us true happiness, grant us peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us.